Welcome to The Digital Brew,
a podcast about making your business more awesome online.
I'm Angela, a copywriter, here with my husband, Stu, a web designer.
It's time to pour yourself a cuppa and let's get started.
Hello and welcome to episode 11. This one is all about launching a new brand for the first time. And oh, by the way, Happy New Year. Yay! It's 2020. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. And what better way to launch a new year than to launch a new brand or relaunch an existing one? New year, new brand. Oh, so lame. But yeah, I definitely feel like there's a lot of people launching things at this time of year. So I think this is probably a good conversation to have. Could hopefully be useful. So as you may know, we only recently launched The Digital Brew at the end of last year. We've kept a really close record of all the tasks we did and the processes we followed and getting our marketing set up and everything like that. And we've been sharing it with you over the last few months. This is actually the last episode in that series. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere, but it's time for us to talk about some other things other than launching your business and brand, as useful as it is. And this episode is all about covering the actual launch period. So we've been mainly talking about the setup, and now it's all about the launch. So when you actually start putting yourself out there, which is a little bit scary. So yeah, we're going to be talking about all those final things that we did to get the brand out there in the world, go public, and actually launch it so we could start signing our first clients. So yeah, this one will be useful for you if you're planning a brand launch, but you could also adapt this process for similar launches like, you know, new products and services. Certainly plan to do that for when we launch a new product or service in the future. The same principles apply.
So we'll run through what we did in our pre-launch campaign. So the first thing we did was we put up a coming soon page on our domain name, and we had a waitlist sign up on the website. So this was just a little form and some text giving some information about, you know, kind of some spoilers of what we were going to be doing, and where people could just put in their email address to sign up for updates. We also put together a couple of info packs. Seems a bit old school, but they were actually... Did you want to say something?
Stuart was kind of against them.
Well, we're digital marketing and we're creating PDFs. Anyway, I think they actually worked out all right in the end.
Yep.
So we designed up some PDFs, which just basically had all the information that we were going to be putting on our website, but in a PDF.
It was actually really good because at this point I'd already written the website copy, so we already had that done. It was more just reformatting them and Stu was designing them up into PDFs. And because we were able to send them out to those early people who expressed interest in what we were doing, it was kind of like testing the website copy on people before it was visible to the world. And so a few people asked questions and were like, oh, I hadn't thought of that, or, oh, we should probably explain that. And so we were able to adapt our copy based on what they said, which is awesome. So another info pack that we did up was a referral partner info pack, because we already had a lot of existing contacts from our previous business and from freelancing. And a lot of the time, you know, especially in the early days, your leads will come via referrals. And we really wanted a way to encourage that without pushing it. Obviously, that's not really what we wanted to do. But it's also good practice to reward people who refer clients to you. So we wanted to create a process for that from the very beginning. So it was just explaining, you know, you get a certain percentage and things like that. And that's all very like behind the scenes stuff. We won't promote that anywhere on our website or anything. So if you're listening to this, you're welcome.
You know you're special.
Oh, yeah.
We also did a blog for each of our personal websites, so angelarogers.com and stuartrogers.com, just kind of teasing what was coming up and the URL to the new website.
Mm-hmm. So we also, once we had set up our social media pages for The Digital Brew, we also started populating them with a few posts just to get them started, especially on Instagram, because, you know, there's nothing worse than starting an Instagram page and not having those first 9 tiles filled up when you start having people join your page. So we did like a coming soon sort of couple. Feel free to scroll back on our Instagram. You'll see what we did there. It was, you know, pretty low effort, but it worked. But we also had social media posts to share these new pages with our existing audiences and just to start sharing the word about what we're doing and hopefully start getting a few likes and follows. So we didn't want, you know, hundreds of people, but just a few to start with would be good. So we also sent out an email to my existing list, So that they could sign up for our waitlist. So we're like promoting that coming soon page. And from there, we were able to build a little list for the Digital Brew because I didn't want to keep emailing my list at angelarogers.com if they weren't interested in hearing about that stuff as well. Didn't want to spam them. Obviously, they had only signed up to hear from me via my website. So I just wanted to make sure that I was only emailing people about the Digital Brew if they wanted to hear about it. I also did up about three weeks worth of social media posts and warm-up emails to that waitlist and just sharing a bit more info about what's coming up. So it's kind of like a sneak peek, but not the full reveal. We weren't giving out any details. But yeah, hopefully building up a little bit of excitement and definitely got a few bites from that. Bites is a bit of a weird thing to say, isn't it? Inquiries. That's more normal. The other thing that we did was because we knew that we were going to launch the podcast around the same time as the website. We plan out those first lot of podcast episodes and list out some ideas for what we could talk about. And then we recorded the first three podcasts so that they were ready for launch. And that involved actually coming up with a podcast name. We kind of chose the easy route there. Mm-hmm. Same as our business name. Stu did up some podcast graphics. So with a podcast, what kind of graphics do you need?
You need the cover image, which is just the image that's displayed on like iTunes or Pocket Casts or wherever you grab it. But then we also made a template for each individual episode and also social media sharing images too.
Cool. And I also had to write up a description. I did the intro and outro and we recorded that together. Stu recorded some music. And then we also just came up with the format. So, you know, what are we going to talk about when in each episode? Because we, you know, didn't want to go too off track. We wanted to keep it fairly predictable and consistent for people so they knew what to expect. The other thing that we had to do as part of the pre-launch was actually choose a launch date. And I think we chose that a little bit into the pre-launch campaign because, yeah, we hadn't really fully decided on when we wanted to make it go live. We weren't quite sure when we'd be ready. But shortly after we kicked off, we figured out Tuesday was a good day for us because the kids would be at daycare. It's not directly after the weekend, which is nice. And we chose to make it 3 weeks after the initial pre-launch kicked off, which gave us enough time to wrap up a few things, but not too much time because we didn't want it to drag on and we didn't want to procrastinate things any further. And then once we had our launch date, we made that part of our promotion. So we promoted the date and we just kept mentioning it to remind people when we'd be live.
Then came go live day and we were quite happy that we decided to do it on a Tuesday because I feel like Monday we were scrambling and, you know, trying to get a whole bunch of last minute things done. And I was like, oh my goodness, we wouldn't have been able to do all this and launch at the same time. Anyway.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about launching, go with a Tuesday. It's a good day.
So we did final testing on the website to make sure that there were no bugs. There were a few bugs that were found afterwards, but for the most part, it was fine. Then we launched the website. So just basically turned off the coming soon page. So the whole website was up and running. And then a few hours later, Ange shared it on all the social media platforms and sent an email out to the list, so the new list that was created. So we got a decent amount of traffic. I can't remember how much.
I mean, it was a spike. It wasn't huge.
It wasn't huge. But that was a definite spike in traffic.
Yeah.
And we got some really good feedback, particularly about the branding and the new website.
Pretty nice website you built there.
And we also got a few little bug reports from people, which was nice, letting us know about some issues.
Yeah, that's super nice of people when there's a new site and someone's like, hey, this isn't quite working right for me. Because, you know, it happens. You can't test it on every possible device and you just never know what's going to come up. Usually you try to make sure there's nothing, but it's not possible to predict everything. But yeah, it's super appreciated when that happens.
Yeah.
We don't get offended.
So we did have a few inquiries about packages and pricing before we launched, and those were mainly coming from Angela's contacts and from those PDFs that we sent out before we actually launched.
Something that really surprised me is that we weren't getting inquiries straight away from the kinds of audiences we expected within our direct target market, which is interesting. We actually heard a bit more from a few boutique marketing companies who don't do web design in-house. But they like to partner up with someone who does that and offers that to their clients. So that was really cool. And, you know, we like working with those kinds of companies. So that was a win. And yeah, very, I think very early on in the pre-launch campaign, we were talking with one in particular, and soon after we went live, they booked in their first project. And we also have another one potentially lined up for when that one's finished. So pretty stoked with that. We didn't actually get that project signed immediately, but that's okay. We already had a pretty full plate, to be honest. We went on holidays. There was Christmas. And this is worth mentioning, actually, in hindsight, it probably wasn't the best time of year to launch, especially if you're relying on a lot of B2B sales. Thankfully, we weren't relying on making any sales, actually. We already had, you know, existing income streams, so it wasn't too bad. But if you are relying on that working, if it's, you know, the stakes are high, definitely think about not launching just before Christmas. It's not the best time of year for that sort of thing. But overall, we are super happy with the traction we gained, considering that, you know, our existing audiences were and still is quite small. You know, some people have thousands of people on their social media and on their email lists. We have in the low hundreds. So we're quite small still, but, you know, growing. And yeah, also considering that we're really upfront about our pricing and packages, it means that we probably get fewer inquiries. But the people who do inquire are quite serious. And I think we get pretty good conversions once we start talking to people, which is good. So that's something to consider as well. You know, if you're launching something and you're upfront about pricing, you might not get as many inquiries, but definitely worth investing the time and energy into people who do inquire, because they are the real deal. So overall, we were able to build enough momentum to get things rolling, and it will definitely continue from there, which is super exciting.
All right, so wrapping up the podcast, if you're launching a new brand or product or you're relaunching something, definitely consider doing a pre-launch campaign leading up to your actual launch. You can spend a few weeks just talking about what's coming up. You can build up excitement, do some little social media things, build up an email list, and overall just try and get the word out there and get people a little bit excited with what's coming up.
And just think about how you can engage people before your product or service is actually released to the public, and maybe even create like a slick info pack or a sales document like we did. It can be super effective. And also think about how you can engage your top influencers and your best customers to become referral partners, because chances are those people are going to refer people to you anyway. And it's just a really nice thing to do if you've got a process set up for that, and you can encourage them to send more people to you and you can reward them for it. Super nice. Also, use your existing platforms and channels to promote what you're doing next. This is actually pretty straightforward if, you know, you're like us and you have existing personal brands, but just don't overdo it if your brands don't work well together. Just a little word of warning there. Give your new product or brand a brief mention, show them where they can find out more, and then just resume regular programming from there so you don't annoy people who don't want to hear about that new thing.
And also plan your launch so that the timing works best for your audience. Choose to launch it at a time that makes sense for your product or service. And if you're in B2B, don't do it right before a holiday period, unless you want a soft launch like we did to sort of ease you into it a bit more. And that's it. So next week we'll be talking about sales tips and tactics. And there's a fun little story in that one. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Digital Brew with Ange and Stu.
Make sure you head over to thedigitalbrew.com for more episodes, detailed show notes, resources, and our newsletter.
And if you feel like this episode has helped you make your business more awesome, pop us a review.
We'll catch you next time.